we must say, first of all, that the official numbers probably do not reflect the real numbers, because one of the big challenges in this outbreak has been finding all the cases. We think there might be a lot of cases which have not been reported or not been confirmed or not been tested because they died in the community and were buried or have never come into the health system. So the numbers are not realistic. What we would say is that this is the largest outbreak in terms of numbers and probably geographical area that has ever occurred.
A number of countries are taking measures to contain the outbreak. Liberia and Sierra Leone have declared emergencies. How is WHO helping these countries?
WHO has already last week opened a sub-regional operations coordination center to work across the three countries in a unified manner with the countries themselves and with all the other partner agencies to ensure that the right resources get to the right places. And now this is being amplified by the fact that tomorrow the Director General of WHO will be meeting with the presidents of Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and with the president of Cote d'Ivoire to coordinate the regional response. There's a lot of work being done, but this outbreak is so big that we need more.
Are the emergency measures that the country is taking, are they sufficient enough to contain the outbreak?
Well, let's see. The measures have just been announced, so I think it's probably too early to say whether they're going to be enough or not. You know, an Ebola outbreak takes time to bring under control. And we know what works in an Ebola outbreak. In an Ebola outbreak, there's a series of very basic measures. You have to identify all the cases, and you have to identify all the contacts of the cases and trace those contacts for 21 days to ensure that they are symptom-free and negative for the virus. And then those contacts, which unfortunately are found to be positive and start showing symptoms, that they are taken into proper isolation once they have tested positive. So any measures and all measures which can lead to these ends are welcome.
There is growing concern that the virus or the outbreak could now spread via the passengers who are traveling on planes that are leaving the affected countries. Is WHO reviewing its travel advisory, and how is it advising airlines on how to handle the situation?
So WHO has been in contact with its sister UN organization for airline air travel, which is the ICAO, and it's also been in contact with the organization which represents all the airlines themselves, which is called IATA. And together they are looking at precisely these questions. And we will update our advice on airline travel in the coming days.
Is WHO concerned that passengers who may have been in those countries may have already gone to other countries and probably may be infected?
The risk of someone traveling by air who is already infected with Ebola is quite low. Ebola, you need to touch someone who is visibly ill or come in contact with their bodily fluids in order to get sick yourself. So it's quite rare that that happens, first of all. And consequently, also, if you were to have touched someone, you normally would get sick quite fast. Most people are not able to travel by air. It's rare that this happens. So we think that the risk of there being cases exported by air is rare, although it may happen.
You've said WHO Director General Margaret Chan is meeting the presidents of the countries that are affected. Where is the meeting taking place, and what can we expect as the outcome?
It is taking place in Conakry. The meeting between Dr. Chan and the presidents is taking. The meeting was something which was already organized by the president of Guinea. And the meeting is taking place in Conakry, and Dr. Chan is now attending the meeting also. And I cannot predict beforehand what will happen in a meeting. We'll only know after the fact. The meeting takes place on Friday.